This recording, Switzerland 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
But here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Hans Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm 16, and I was born in Basel, and my hobbies are, I like to do sport, I play tennis in a club, and on weekend I often go playing football. Yeah, I also like watching football in the stadium. And yeah, after school, when I have nothing to do, I go out with friends. I meet them at the river. And yeah, I like music. I often listen to music. I don't have a favorite music, but I often listen to radio, so I like the music which is in the charts at the moment. And I also have a favorite film, but I like comedians. I like to watch a funny film where you can laugh. Ja, was gibt's noch zu sagen? Meine Mutter kommt aus Deutschland, ist in Deutschland geboren, mein Vater aus der Schweiz, und sie arbeiten beide beim Radio. Meine Mutter arbeitet beim deutschen Radio, mein Vater arbeitet beim Schweizer Radio, also sind beide Journalisten. Ja, sonst, eben, wie gesagt, Sport ist etwas vom Wichtigsten in meinem Leben. Und einfach, ja, Fußball macht mir sehr viel Spaß. Großer FCB-Fan.